and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the World Cup of Darts, which gets underway this Friday. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you, yes.
Good. The World Cup of Darts, bigger and possibly better than ever before. 32 teams take part this year, John, in Hamburg. It's good to see it growing, isn't it, as a competition?
Oh, it is always, and of course it's the newest of the PDC televised competitions, and effectively this weekend it's replaced what used to be traditionally the time when we had the UK Open. That's gone to another channel and another venue at another time of the year, but and this one has been moved from traditional early year to mid-summer, if you like, or middle of the year. I actually commentated on the first of them in Sunderland, and was not asked to commentate on either of the next two, which preempted my decision to retire from Sky Sports commentary. That having been said, the competition goes on, and as you say, it's grown, the 32 teams. I have to say that the early stages of this competition might leave quite a bit to be desired. I think it'll be pretty ordinary darts, sprinkled with the odd moment of genius. Whereas when we get to Sunday, and particularly the quarterfinals onwards, you'll see brilliant darts sprinkled perhaps with just the odd moment of ordinariness. So don't expect miracles. Don't expect nine darters necessarily on the first day, certainly, and maybe the first couple of days.
Yes, it does warm up into an entertaining competition later on, and as we mentioned, 32 teams in this year, meaning we have several debutants, Norway, France, China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand and India making their debuts in the competition. £200,000 on offer, and England not only reigning champions, but bidding for a hat-trick of successes. England, the dominant side in a World Cup, John, what's going on?
Yes, that's right. It certainly would be nice to hear that, wouldn't it, later in June. Yeah, obviously the combination of Phil Taylor and Adrian Lewis is an exceedingly strong one, and it's proved to be the strongest in recent times. Only just by the skin of their teeth have they got through. I recall the need for a replay or a sudden death leg. I think it was England against Scotland, was it? Or was it the Netherlands? But anyway, they have managed to win it. I think that they're going to be up there again, somewhere there and thereabouts. But the number two seeds, Barneveld and Van Gerwen, look the strongest pair at the moment to me.
Yes, and that's reflected in the betting. Let's get stuck into the outright betting for the competition. The Netherlands, 13-10 favourites. You just mentioned it's Van Gerwen and Van Barneveld, so you've got the reigning world champion and the newly crowned Premier League champion in there. On paper, they're the ones to beat, aren't they, John?
I think you've got to say that. I think that they're going to present more togetherness than any other pair in the competition. Yes, Lewis and Taylor are not only both English, they're both, of course, from the Potteries. They have an enormous amount in common. But these two Dutchmen really will be fired up for this. And, of course, Barney was the original winner, along with Cole Stompy, in the one tournament I did commentate on, the first World Cup of Darts, back in Sunderland, at the back end of 2010. So Barney's been there and done it, as well as Taylor and Lewis.
What do you make of them at 13-10, John? Do you think that's a fair enough price?
Yes, I do. I think that is a fair enough price. I think they're nailed on to be in the final. I do think that the top two seeds will reach the final. I can't see anything really standing in their way, although we have to be realistic and give some chance to Scotland, represented by Peter Wright and Robert Thornton. I actually think on current form that Peter Wright and Gary Anderson would have represented a stronger threat, a greater threat. Anderson playing out of his skin at the moment, but of course these teams are selected on a basis in terms of the rankings that precludes Anderson, sadly. But we know that Wright and Thornton are both good players. They were both in the Premier League and are capable of making a mark. I'm not sure that the team togetherness will be quite the same, because Thornton is a, what I call a 100% Scotsman, as is Gary Anderson, whereas Peter Wright, with great respect, has an English accent. He's from East Anglia and was merely born in Scotland, which entitles him to wear the saltire every bit as much as anybody else. But you don't feel as though you're with a Scotsman when you're talking to him.
Okay, Scotland are 11-2 third favourites in the betting. England 6-4. Just going back to England, what do you make of them at 6-4, John? Do you think that's a decent price for two times champions in this competition?
Well, I think what you're doing there yourselves, I think you're acknowledging with Netherlands 13-10 and England 6-4 what I've already said, and that is that it will be a Netherlands versus England final. Who's going to spoil that? Well, I've already mentioned Scotland. I suppose that 6-4 for England is fair, given that. I think it is a two-horse contest, if you like, or a two-team-of-horses contest. But we, as I say, we have to respect Scotland. Australia are seeded four, but Whitlock's not throwing his best. Nicholson's changed stables now. He's moved to Winmow as his main sponsor. His darts haven't been great during 2013 stroke 14. You go down to number five, two former world champions, Mark Webster and Richie Burnett, both BDO champions, 13 years apart, and both very, very experienced. They did well last year, I recall, and Welsh fervour often means more than any other of the home nations can put together. And these two will certainly bind together in terms of waving the Welsh flag. So there might be something there. Brendan Dolan and Michael Mansell representing Northern Ireland. Both tend to blow hot and cold. They need to blow hot all the time to proceed. And the number seven seeds, I think, probably finalist last year, am I right, were the Hybrex brothers.
Yep.
Quite capable of upsetting one or two, but I don't think good enough to win it. I think after that, you're struggling to find a team that will seriously threaten, even with the experienced John Part around, you know, players of that ilk, who probably pass their best anyway.
Okay, right, so this is the betting as a whole then. Holland are, well, the Netherlands are 13-10, England 6-4, Scotland 11-2, Australia 10-1, 14s for last year's beaten finalist Belgium, Wales 33-1, Austria 80s, and Finland 80s as well. They caused a shock last year as well. Northern Ireland 80s and 100-1 barring those. You think it'd be a two-horse race, John, Holland and England. If I were to get one at a bigger price that you think might just maybe capable of getting to the final or causing a little bit of an upset along the way, what would you go with?
Well, looking at the draw, I'd be inclined to go with the Australians, even though I've said that Whitlock hasn't been at his best and that Nicholson certainly in the past 12 months has dropped away a little. I think they have had experience playing in all the World Cups together for Australia. They have done well. I think they reached the final in the very first year. And I would expect them, if anybody outside those top two makes a bid, I would expect the number four seeds to perhaps be the ones. So you might get a little bit of value there.
Okay, Australia then could be a little bit of each way value. In terms of a win bet, John, how would you go with it in the World Cup this year?
I'd go with the two Dutchmen. I think you've got them as favourites. I think justifiably so. I think Barney and Van Gerwen together will want to win this. And I think it'll mean an enormous amount to them. They've got tremendous respect for each other. And, of course, they played recently in that final of the Premier League, and they were on the stage together there. They'll be on the stage together here, but with each other rather than against each other. I think they'll win it.
OK, Holland then, to win the World Cup this year for John. Thank you, John. Good luck with that.
I'm not so sure they'll win the Football World Cup, mind you, but that's another matter.
Incidentally, John, we do have a special market on site where you can do a World Cup double. So you can do Holland to win the Darts World Cup and then to go on to win the Football World Cup as well. And that's 100-1.
Oh,
if you fancied that.
Well, why not? Why not? Have Holland got a decent chance? they always, of course, entertain. They always have a good go at things in the World Cup. But I do believe that, changing subjects, I know, I do believe that the World Cup is likely to go to a Latin country.
Yes, it's a shame that Argentina and Brazil don't have darts teams. Anyway, thank you very much, John. Good luck and enjoy the World Cup of Darts.
Thanks very much indeed.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.